sour rye soup from the Giant Mountains, the South Bohemian Strachanda or rump steak goulash from Prague. These are just some of the Czech specialties that will appear on the menus of Czech restaurants as of April. Czech Tourism, in cooperation with the Czech Association of Hotels and Restaurants and the Association of Cooks and Confectioners, have prepared a special project with the aim of promoting the Czech Republic through regional specialties. These dishes will appear on menus under the label Czech Specials. Earlier today, I spoke to Václav Stárek, the General Secretary of the Czech Association of Hotels and Restaurants.
The aim of the project is to introduce the traditional Czech cuisine to foreign tourists, but also to Czech people. And through the traditional Czech cuisine, also to support, you know, the promotion of tourism in Czech Republic, because there are countries like Hungary, for instance, who are very proud of their traditional cuisine and they offer it to tourists, and we would like to do something similar in our country as well.
So how is it going to work?
Basically, we have prepared, in cooperation with the Czech Association of the Chefs, for 14 regions in Czech Republic, about 6 or 7 special dishes. Each of it has some tradition, some history, and we would like to show to the restaurateurs what is the food about, how it should look like, and so on, and to ask them to have at least 1 or 2 of these specials in each region on their menus.
So how are you going to motivate the restaurants to participate in this project?
I mean, the motivation itself is the fact that we are going to promote them. Those restaurants which will join the system, they will be promoted through the Czech tourism in Czech Republic and also abroad. As a part of the project in the future, we are planning also to do kind of training for the chefs. We would like to do a competition and other interesting events which will then promote also the restaurant itself, like competition, you know, who is doing the best kind of food, for instance, in a certain category, and so on.
Václav Stárek, the General Secretary of the Czech Association of Hotels and Restaurants. The Czech Specials project aims to promote not only traditional recipes, but also half-forgotten ingredients such as peeled barley or quail. Around 200 restaurants have joined the project so far. As of the beginning of April, their menus will offer regional specialties marked with the Czech Specials logo. The Czech Tourism Agency hopes that as many as 400 restaurants could join the project by the end of this year. A reminder that you are with Radio Prague, coming your way from the Czech capital here in